Next time, we have a candid conversation with Jonathan Mahler. The subject is the enormity of the United States constitutional crisis he describes in his book, The Challenge, Hamdan versus Rumsfeld and the Fight Over Presidential Power. This crucially important case is the latest episode in the struggle faced by America's founding fathers. Would we have a ruling elite or a government of, by, and for the people? James Madison put it well in Federalist Paper number 51.
The great quote from the framers is, ambition must counteract ambition. So the idea is, of course, the executive branch is going to be ambitious, but so must the legislative branch and, so must the judicial branch.
Mr. Mahler knows this is a never-ending struggle. His riveting account of the historic recent fight over the abuse of presidential power revolves around Salim Hamdan. Just who is Mr. Hamdan?
He worked for bin Laden in a fairly lowly capacity as a driver and mechanic for 5 years between 1996 and 2001, was captured after 9/11 in November of 2001, was kept in Afghanistan for about 6 months before he was sent to Guantanamo Bay, and was at Guantanamo for about a year and a half before he was designated for trial by President Bush in these historic military tribunals, which were going to be America's first military tribunals more than 50 years since World War II.
Jonathan Mahler brings us the inside story of the latest battle in what Abraham Lincoln described so eloquently, a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. And the jury on that question is still out.